Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Henry, as we always say, you're throwing up bread on the waters, getting great guests, and sometimes they land up in your studio. At 12:15, Linda Kearns, after ipso factoing here, whatever she's doing, will join us because we have a breaking story in this ongoing situation around election law, which is incredibly important. But I'm worried. Well, I got some good news. The Republicans yesterday, and are these regulating Democrats going to stop this? America should march on them. One of the funniest Seinfelds ever was the low-flow shower. Yesterday, and we're working on getting on the guy. I think it's worthy of that. In the House, they passed a bill, and that's why I'm leading with it. Even what's going on in Minnesota, you can stop it for a while. Even breaking news, to me, this is the philosophical division here. Under the Biden and Obama administration, I'm not a fan. Henry, are you a fan of the shower nozzle? Do you have a lot of nozzles in your showering facility over there in Center City?
No, just the one nozzle.
Okay, one nozzle. I just turned on the big spray. Now, Roe is a fanatic. Remember in Seinfeld, who did they say was a fanatic about showers? The Serbs, I think.
Yeah, that's who they went to.
So with the good people at Martin Water, who were excellent, we had this system put in because the flow was too low, and Roe did not like it. All right, poetry here at the top. So now the flow and the hot water reign free. Biden, more than Obama, passed regulations, 13,000-word regulations on showerheads, redefining showerheads. So I won't bore you with the how many cubic feet of water and all that stuff you're allowed to have. But all the nozzles, all the controls that you have, they count to the amount you can environmentally have. Who in the world, what maniac is going to do that? Who in the world is going to stifle getting a full pressure shower, a nice hot shower? Democrats. That's what they voted for. That's what the Biden administration did. So yesterday, it was the first bill of the year. I think 11 Democrats voted for it. And one Democrat said, was asked why you voted for it. He said, shower pressure is a good thing. All right, that's going to go down in history. Give me liberty, give me death. Shower pressure is a good thing. The point being that this is just an example of what Trump jumps on, and he did. Low flow toilets, dishwasher, you can't do it. If you're listening now, you want to use an assumed name, have you squirreled away any light bulbs? I once had a guy call and say he liked the past light bulb iteration. He had 1,000 light bulbs and 5,000 rounds of ammo. Well, that was another part of it. What is it that you've kept? And this shower stuff, who in the world? Well, no, all the Democrats in this area, they voted against allowing Americans to have a nice hot shower, the dean of decency. Yeah, I'm sure the dean's probably got 50 showers in her mansions and one at the shore in here. Mary Gay Scanlon. Wilde's out of all. Oh, the Houlihan. Come on, Houlihan. You want a nice hot shower too, don't you? You can call in and tell Dom, I was mistaken on this bill. I'm not making it up. It's the shower bill. The guy's from Kentucky. And he's talking about fighting for your... Henry, I think we have a little sound of him. The guy from Kentucky, he sits on the energy. He oversees the Energy Commission. And that's why this came up. And that's why he was able to make this happen. I think his name is Fry, right? This is the Fry guy.
Guthrie.
Oh, Guthrie. There's two of them, Fry and Guthrie. Okay, here's Guthrie. Listen to this now. And the reason it's so big, this is the type of thing that when the average American busy paying all these taxes and all this learns this, if this is not overregulation, 13,000 words, Biden administration was rescinded yesterday. Well, if the Senate goes along on the definition of a showerhead. Now, we saw yesterday in the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown again in any number of the ACLU attorney. The ACLU attorney says, we have nothing to offer you, Judge Alito, about defining a woman. And Alito's looking like, we're here talking about women in sports. You're not going to define a woman for me? Maybe you didn't hear my answer. I'm not doing that, buddy. They can't define a woman, but they wrote 13,000 words, 13,000, to redefine a showerhead to stop people from getting the flow of water that they want. All right, listen to Guthrie, the chairman, lay it out.
Under the previous administration, American consumers were subjected to Washington's constant micromanagement of appliances and equipment in their homes and businesses. In fact, the Biden-Harris administration finalized more than 30 new or amended energy efficiency standards, totaling over $60 billion in costs and regulating nearly every appliance in Americans' homes. Part of this effort focused on complicating the definition of a showerhead by prohibiting multi-nozzle shower systems if the whole system collectively delivers more than 2.5 gallons of water per minute instead of following the straightforward statutory definition of a showerhead. The new highly bureaucratic definition was amazing 13,000 words in length and a novel interpretation. This resulted in shower systems with more than one nozzle having a lower flow rate compared to individual showerheads. Additionally, this definition is misleading to consumers looking to buy multi-nozzle shower systems for the purpose of increasing water flow. President Trump has taken executive action to restore the regulatory definitions and standards to the law's original intent by allowing a maximum of water use of 2.5 gallons per minute for each faucet in a shower system. H.R. 4593 would codify President Trump's definition by allowing the 2.5 maximum flow rate to apply to each nozzle in the shower system. This legislation will ensure manufacturers like Delta Faucet in my district.
Okay, so he goes on about Delta Faucet and his nice product placement. You know, Delta is a big contributor to me, and they like this. Can you imagine these people, 13,000 words, trying to get at your shower, trying to get at your dishwasher, heaven forbid, trying to get at your toilet flow? What else will they micromanage? And the answer is anything. This is what they live for. When they put on that uniform, that's what it says. We're coming into your home. It's not just guns. It's light bulbs. It's shower heads. Going to this level to try to use the nozzle type of stuff. And who knew? You get it. Hey, honey, I can't get any flow here. Oh, man. Henry, today we got that put in by Martin Water. Bro, it's like, oh, my God, finally. It was quite a difference. Quite a difference.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. A great showerhead makes all the difference.
There you go.
I agree. Like,
exactly.
That Seinfeld episode's spot on.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I'm not getting the elephant showers like they use.
But the Serbs are not voting for these Democrats. Again, these are the egregious things that have been done, and Trump put an executive order out on it, but this codified. Now, we just need the Senate. Well, they need seven Democrats, too. I guess they're going to filibuster. Can you picture the guy over in Jersey, Cory Booker, standing up? I'm standing here today for climate. You're going to have to take a shower that's lesser, the lesser shower bill. Are Democrats really going to run on the lesser shower and say this is egregious? You don't need all that water. They don't run on it. They just do it when they get elected and they hope that you don't notice it. Why don't you notice it? You're busy working off all the taxes they're charging. Okay. One other development. The U.S. attorney, NBC 10 and several outlets tell us, are looking at the actions of Josh Shapiro and others in the case of Ellen Greenberg. Greenberg, of course, the independent medical examiner in Philadelphia said, well, maybe she stabbed herself to death 40 times because she had inflated grades. She was given a little bit too high of a grade to the fourth grader she was teaching, and she was going to be found out. Can you imagine? Remember the last time we've talked about this? So we've had the attorney on. We're inviting him on again. You know why this has implications, because Josh Shapiro, big time, is involved in this. And this is one of the areas that's going to come up again and again and again. And the parents are not going to let this go. And look, the usual nonsense with the medical examiner in Philadelphia and all that, we know that. But this is much bigger than it. So hopefully we'll get the attorney on to lay it out. This is breaking now. Speaking of that, Linda Kearns will be here in about 5 minutes. Well, she is here. She'll be speaking in 5 minutes. I recognize, Your Honor. You can call me Your Honor, Linda. It's a ceremony.
Not a chance.
All right, Henry. Strike her from there. Get the bailiff. Kurt, you're the bailiff on duty. Okay. Get out of it. Ixnay. Okay. Got a great side question. And Henry, when you hear the one I'm leading off with, you are going to say, that's it. This is beyond quirky.
Oh,
this
no.
is good.
Oh, no.
All right. So, yes, is it today? Today's the anniversary?
Yes.
The Dolphins did something that's never going to be done again. I don't know what odds Vegas would give you. It's too hard now. I mean, anything can happen in the NFL. One thing that's not going to happen is not going to be a perfect season.
Yeah.
With the added number of games, that means more injuries to keep playing. It's going to be random. So on this day in history, the Dolphins had that perfect season. Was it? It was 14 games back then, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it was 17. They had to win two, then the Super Bowl. Yeah. And they didn't kill teams, but they were methodical. You knew there was no doubt about it. And Larry Zonka crashing through the line.
Not going to stop that guy.
Even today. And he had that guard that came down over his, the center of the, oh my God. Imagine then, linemen were maybe 270. Zonka's coming at you, and you're thinking, I got to tackle him. Well, maybe I don't.
No thing. On a cold day, too.
Oh my God. Yes. All right. So we're looking for, that's perfection, something that's perfect. We're using perfect. Come on now. Remember, this is like a movie. You got to give us a little bit of flexibility here. All right. So my perfect, I thought of the obvious ones, like Mona Lisa, even though the smile's been talked about forever, it's not a perfect smile. It is. Don't touch Mona Lisa. Imagine, we want to change Mona Lisa a little bit.
Touch her up.
And that's why I'm very wary of rebooting anything. So the wire should never be touched. Got to be put in the museum. Do not touch it. But here's my insight. Those uniforms of the Jersey State cops, oh my goodness. You know how this came to me, this apparition? I'm watching with Roe, and it's a Delaware State Police, and they had on one of those weird hats. They were on Action News talking about a killing. Can't take you seriously. Take off the hat, please. Imagine wearing that hat around all day. I just can't see it. The New Jersey State cops, I know they're more physically fit by and large. I don't think I've ever seen one that looked wildly out of condition.
Mm-hmm.
And the uniform and the hat, and you crunch it a certain way in the center. Oh, that's perfection.
You do look spick and span when you're wearing that uniform.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's pretty. Yeah. Three of us could go out there right now, put Kirk in there, right? Hey, pull over. They'll do it. Yes. There you go. All right. What do you have, Henry?
Yeah. So I'll keep it in Jersey right now. How about the Jersey Shore? I mean, there's nothing like the Jersey Shore during the summer.
You rat. You just took it away. I had a whole scenario. I was going to ask you to play the music. When I'm there with Ro, it's around 7 at night. She likes it. No one else is there. Can't we stay for another hour? Another hour at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. No, that's it. It's just so good. You don't want to get up and leave.
You try to drag her off the beach.
I will.
I'm telling
please.
You. Oh,
I'm
man.
Staying there with her.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I'm staying there with her. I'm enjoying the sand and the sea. I'm enjoying, going out with my friends in different towns down the shore. Yeah. I mean, it really doesn't get better than that. Everyone's down there.
It is. I had it down on my list, but And it is big time, yes.
I'm going to take off another one. How about a more controversial one?
Okay.
Uh-oh. How about something we've talked about recently? How about the sitcom Friends?
Oh,
10 seasons, and it never dipped off.
No.
It never dipped off. They never jumped the shark. I mean, I've watched a lot of sitcoms. Like, it's not my favorite sitcom. You know, like, I think I like That 70s Show a lot better. God. But That 70s Show tails off in the last few seasons, and it's awful.
I have Linda here. She's looking like, we should put you in prison for this.
Amen to that.
My God, does soccer not have any rules here?
On top of all that, they land the plane. They end the show perfectly. She didn't get on the plane. Rachel didn't get on the plane.
Who's Rachel? Okay.
Jennifer Aniston. Come on. You know that.
All right, Kirk. Who's
yours? I have two. So a perfect game, perfect bowling game of 300, and a perfectly good steak.
Oh, okay. Very
Can't
good.
Go wrong with that.
Very good. All right, coming up, Linda Kearns here. We got a breaking story in election law, which we're always really sensitive to. And we found out you can't name your kid Elvis in Sweden. And I'm backing your efforts to have an international incident and declare war on Sweden. If you get to Trump's ear, no Elvis, bomb him. It might happen today. I will get her something perfect. All right. 855-839-1210. Come on. Everybody has one. Be flexible with it. I still think Henry's is one that I wish I had said earlier, but I would have taken away his one. The Jersey State cops, we need to hear from one, or a former one. What is it about that uniform? Who designed them? It's the hat, too.
It ties it all together.
I could wear a hat like that all day long. I couldn't come in and have that hat that the Delaware and Pennsylvania cops wear, Smokey the Bear. I know. It's not the Bear, Smokey Bear. I'm going to call him the Bear forever.
Right.
All right. And how do you pronounce Wilkes-Barre? Because I have a Wilkes-Barre story coming up here. All right. Henry, how do you say it?
I think I should say Wilkes-Barre.
No,
you said
Barry.
Barry. Oh, we got three already. Oh, Linda says Barry. Wilkes-Barre.
No? Barry.
Wilkes-Barre.
Like
B-E-R-R-Y.
Interesting. I mean, that's not how it's spelled, but that's how they want to pronounce. Believe me, I've had cases up there. They get very upset if you say it wrong. Barry, like the fruit.
I can't bring myself to do that quite yet. All right. 855-839-1210. Get on.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
On board.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Not in Sweden, you're not, buddy. You're not going there. They don't like the hair. They don't like the weight. They don't like his politics. I don't remember any politics with Elvis. All right, Linda Kearns is looking here on her pad directly to Trump. Can we declare war on Sweden today? When we told her yesterday, Henry's research indicated that you cannot name your child Elvis, but you can name them Adolf in Sweden.
I'm going to have to file a lawsuit. I'll keep you posted.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And you asked earlier if I would call you, Your Honor.
Yes.
No way, Dom. I'll call Henry, Your Honor.
Oh, I would appreciate
and
that.
And Kirk, the producers.
Well, I'm very just.
How about just say the Honorable Dom Giordano?
No, not a chance.
And Roe is not waiting at home with a bottle of wine at all, as you suggested.
She may call in
if she's listening.
A martini. She should be waiting for you at the
door. Stirred.
Yes. Slippers.
Exactly.
Producers
are supposed to do that too, Linda, here. I don't know. Henry's been down on that. Dan used to have the slippers here. I don't know how that happened in the change of the
I'm wearing sneaks right now.
Yeah, okay.
Look.
No.
For the host. Henry, you're supposed to.
Oh, for the host.
For the host. You're supposed to give him slippers and make him comfortable.
Exactly.
What, blankets and cocoa, too?
He's the dean of talk radio. You got to treat him.
So, Linda, you told us in the hallway here, too, and it's unrelenting breaking news, particularly. Our listeners, this is, and what you've done with it, you and Presler, on the other hand, but you're more paramount to me because you actually got them to try the mail-in system and do all that because of faith. You were out there with hordes of attorneys to make sure this all works. So what's happened?
So the Supreme Court just came down with a decision. The name of the case was Boast versus Illinois State Board of Elections. And this is a case where he's a congressional representative. He was a candidate, and he challenged the law about accepting mail ballots after the deadline. Now, the Supreme Court did not take it on that issue, but they took it on this issue of standing, which I know sounds very sticky. But basically, the Supreme Court took it on the issue of are they allowed to challenge election laws? Now, this is an issue that is very difficult for election integrity lawyers all over the country because candidates were essentially prohibited from challenging the laws that run their elections.
Exactly.
And it's always a huge problem in Pennsylvania because our laws are so terrible.
Right.
And then when you go to challenge it, you need a candidate you would need a client, and the candidates would not have standing. So the Supreme Court said today in a 7-2 decision that yes, the candidates have standing to challenge these elections. And this is going to have repercussions all over the country because now people who are involved in these elections, people who are running for office, can actually challenge the laws. So this is good for election
integrity. And you mentioned the word standing. I think it's a good moment here. I always thought, the minimum time I had as a fake lawyer.
Very minimum.
That this is always the issue. I mean, the issue's there, but the people with the means and something that's directly depending on it often don't have standing in something. You got to go find somebody that has standing.
And the concept of standing is so that anyone can't just run to court. You have to have some type of an injury. And Justice Roberts, who wrote the decision, said the candidates have a concrete and particularized interest in the rules that govern the counting of votes in their elections. So he found that's the injury. They're running for office, so they have an injury if these election laws are going to hurt them. So the justices did not comment on the whole should we take these ballots after election day. That's still pending, and that's coming up in another case. But this is going to have significant repercussions. And it was a 7-2 decision. Your favorite, Jackson, voted against it. Isn't Ketanji Brown Jackson?
I knew that. I was going to guess Kagan might have voted
Kagan voted with the majority.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so this...
Ketanji Brown voted with the six.
No. Ketanji Brown was against it. So she was the two. Her and Sotomayor.
Of course.
But Kagan voted with the majority.
You know why? She's a liberal. But she's establishment.
A little sensible.
The other two are nuts. Yeah.
It was a little disappointing, though. Justice Amy Coney Barrett. She agreed with the majority, but she did not agree that just because they're candidates, they have injury. Right. She said that you have to show that you have what's called a pocketbook injury or an economic injury. That kind of showed that she doesn't really have a huge in-depth understanding of election integrity and what these candidates go through that we would hope a Supreme Court justice would have. But I do want to note, Don, that this is a great decision for election integrity. Some of the people on the left are very upset about it, so that shows you now we're happy about it.
Yeah, well, why? What would their objection be to the candidate being able to do this? Because it's not just the, if they want to say it's the people. Yeah, but it's the candidate. You put your heart and soul and guts into this. You have a right to a fair outcome.
I think their motive from the far left is that if they can ram down some of these ridiculous policies, like registering on election day or everyone votes by mail, if they get that in, they want to limit the amount of people who can challenge it.
Right,
and
yeah.
If every candidate can challenge it, then I think they're
more
worried
difficult.
About it. I think that's why they
man, never a time where they don't want rule of law.
Exactly.
Never a time. Never
but
a day.
I do want to mention that this was argued in October before the Supreme Court. And at the time, the justices seemed very skeptical of the argument. And they were really challenging the lawyers who were arguing. Mm-hmm. They challenged Paul Clement. He was a lawyer. And in watching those arguments, you might have thought that they would rule the other way. So I just want to caution listeners, because I know everyone is thinking, because of how the justices questioned yesterday on the trans athlete case, that, oh, they're definitely going to rule one way. You don't know.
Right.
And their questions don't always tell you.
I'm willing to predict right now it will not be 6-3. We might get a 5-4 in favor of common sense. But Gorsuch, the one guy who I thought was almost perfect as a Trump pick, he's got some kind of nonsense going on with various gay cases, LGBTQ cases, and just some of the twisted stuff he said. He's the most, well, Sam Alito's my favorite because he comes on the show too. But
of course,
and he's direct. You can feel it with him. He asked him yesterday, can you define what a woman is? We can't offer that to you, Your Honor. Imagine standing there, Linda, in front of the Supreme Court saying you can't do that.
Well, didn't your favorite Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson say that during her confirmation hearing? She couldn't define what a woman was either. And
confirmation,
presumably she is one.
Confirmation hearings, I get it. Your mission is to skate on anything you can. But before the Supreme Court in a case involving women's sports. So, and nothing, you know, if they do that, this will be such a betrayal, because it's a betrayal of girls and women's sports, not just of the left-right debate. It's an obvious thing to me. There's no legal nonsense here. They were talking about women are not grandmasters in chess. Does that mean there's discrimination? I mean, anything. It was mind-boggling. Yeah.
But I just want to remind voters that when you vote, especially in presidential elections, you're not just voting for the president. Because I know sometimes as Republicans or independents or conservatives, we say, well, we don't really like the guy at the top of our ticket. Well, vote for him anyway, because you're not just voting for him. You're voting for the Supreme Court justices and the other judges.
That's the biggest thing, other than the situation involving national security war. The Supreme Court justice, they have too much power, but that's the way it is.
Right. Oh, I always say, like, I want my federal government, I want my president to keep me safe. I want him to him or her to appoint good judges and maybe throw a good Easter egg roll and decorate the White House. And that's all. Other than that, stay out of my life. The president shouldn't be so involved in our lives. The federal government shouldn't be so involved in our lives.
Absolutely. Linda, thanks for hanging around after your stint today.
When do we
hear you again? Dawn next week?
Yeah, I come to the Dawn Show every Wednesday at 11. It's my favorite time of the week. I just love it.
Well, you get to see me out here. That's why. I realize that.
And yes. I'll call Ro and make sure she's waiting at home today with slippers.
Well,
the heat's turned up, the fire's on, a martini, and she greets you with, honey, how was your day? I know how hard you work.
Oh, perfect.
That's what
Linda.
She should do.
Perfect,
and if she asks you to do any chores,
you
call me. You should not be emptying the trash.
I had to lift out a tree and throw it out.
That's
last
ridiculous.
Night. That's
no,
like
no.
2 weeks
no,
off now.
No. You are the dean of talk radio, and you should be treated like the prince that you are.
Thank you very much. King would have been better, but thank you.
There's only one king, Tom. Let's not get into that. Elvis is the king.
Do we have that music to send Linda out, Andrew?
Man. Hold on.
Are we caught in a trap? Or are we in Sweden here? All right. I don't think we have. Linda, thank you so much.
Yeah, after I just said I would call the producers, Your Honor, he can't even come up with my theme.
Got to play.
You should have
it. And I brought them
finger.
Cupcakes last week for Elvis's
that.
Birthday. Ridiculous.
Slide over, Kirk. We need some help here.
Okay.
Linda, thank you.
Thank you.
Have
a great
soon.
Day.
All right. So anytime there's an election integrity thing and Linda's around, we can get to her. Best case I remember, we had the Kamala Harris on the SEPTA things. Dan and I were working Labor Day. She was at the desk. That's how I knew we were going to win. That was out of there moment. Well, we had our guy, Joe, down in South Philly, put stuff over it saying it's not true. Instantly, he was going from... SEPTA stop. The Eagles should have sued. That was a bad omen. All right, Henry, anything else in there going on?
Right now, no.
Yeah, okay. All right. You look nonplussed. All right, hit us on the side question. Something that is perfect. Today's the day of perfection on Talk Radio 1210.
Done.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show, 855-839-1210. We're going to talk at 1245. This woman, Kirsten Fleming, is big-time reporter, opinion maker for the New York Post. She wrote this piece. Boy, excruciating, the research and in the field on this, talking about these reckless women like Ms. Good that we've seen in Minnesota. There's a name on Twitter now. I'm not sure if it's original, how long it's been in there. Kamikaze Karens. Kamikaze Karens. This is a hobby. This relieves the boredom. She writes, in the past, they might be arguing over yoga pants or something. Now, all the rage is to say, yeah, I'm joining Ice Watch. I'm going to take this training. They're calling it a mini intifada to resist arrest. What do you think's going to happen here with these women engaging in this? It's ridiculous. They haven't gotten the lesson of this, which is the recklessness of this and what was going on around ICE and the chaos at those stops last Wednesday, 1 week ago, have led to a tragedy that this woman's dead. The cop is in hiding, and it took me back to Hands Up, Don't Shoot, which is an outright lie. Remember that? That officer involved in that case never was in law enforcement again. And I hope he's gone on to have a life of anonymity where people are still not after him. This ICE agent is going to have a tough time coming back from this because of social media and the internet and the craziness of this. But what in the world has happened here where this is a thing? It's like a hobby of virtue signaling to tail ICE, to be getting in the face of ICE. And she, Kirsten Fleming, I think, thinks the way that I do and you do. What's with this legal observer? You're an observer. You're filming it. They're making it like it's a job, like some judge said, Henry Machette, you're now, here's your badge. You are a legal observer. Nobody's a legal observer of anything. If you mean it's legal for them to observe ICE in a manner not interfering with them, Well, yes, that's common sense. But now we've given it an official title, legal observer.
I always just thought that was a bystander.
Yeah, there you go. Right. But when they say it, they'll go, well, she was a legal observer. Wow, they shot a legal observer. What will they do to me? We had the head of the city council, Henry. I don't know. I think I sent that one to you. Talking about he's afraid they'll kill him. Let me play right now, though. This guy, it's cut 24, Henry. This guy, O'Hara, the chief in Minneapolis, is really a piece of work. Instead of telling people to stand down or the police are going to put down the riotous situation, the chaotic situation going on there again, he's telling ICE they have to stand down. Now, imagine, this is not someone who's Antifa. This is the head of police saying this nonsense. Listen to him.
I'm sorry. I was just asking you, what is your response to the fact that the career prosecutors are saying that they quit because they were being pressured to investigate Renee Good and her widow, but the Deputy Attorney General of the United States is saying that there's not even enough evidence to have an investigation into the ICE agent?
Well, it is just typical in situations where federal law enforcement is involved in use of deadly force, as it is typical for local police officers that are involved in deadly force incidents, to have a full and thorough investigation in order to have an accounting of the facts, to ensure that the use of deadly force was lawfully justified, as well as in accordance with current policy and training. It's also necessary to ensure that there aren't any changes that need to be made potentially to agency policy or agency practices. Right. So to not have an investigation at all is totally at odds with what typically happens.
Chief, I know, you know, you're working around the clock, your offices are, and you've talked about the fatigue, the short staff that they're dealing with, and the incredible confusion. I mention that again because the president today posted, and he put in all caps, "Fear not, great people of Minnesota, the day of reckoning and retribution is coming." Chief, when you see that, I mean, are you concerned? I mean, what does reckoning and retribution mean to you?
I have been concerned for several weeks about the escalating situation that's been unfolding on our streets. Hours before this woman was killed, I was telling people very publicly that I was worried a tragedy was going to happen. And that is what's happened. And no one wins when we have a loss of life. And so I'm concerned that the rhetoric keeps escalating, that the tensions keep rising, that we are headed towards yet another tragedy and a potential trigger to what happened here yet again in 2020.
All right, there's Chief O'Hara. Well, buddy, how about having the police out there to keep order when ICE is doing an operation that I said right from the beginning? How about doing that? Again, this is blaming ICE, blaming Trump for actions by these kamikaze Karens that are going to result in just chaos, and anything can happen. All right, I haven't enjoyed a column as much in quite a while. Kirsten Fleming is coming up, who wrote this detail by detail. I just scratched out at random last night, just thinking about it for a minute, 15 questions. I won't get to all of them. But she encapsulates this breed of women who are entranced by something exciting, like it's a party. Let's show up, then go have a few wine spritzers or whatever after we confront ICE. She's next, then your calls on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Kirsten Fleming is the features columnist for the New York Post, but boy, this is way beyond that. Soccer moms are taking up a dangerous new hobby, becoming ICE saboteurs. Must read. Great detail. The research is incredible. Let's bring Kirsten to Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Great stuff, Kirsten. I mean, it must have been enormous tracking all this stuff down.
How you doing, Don? Thanks for having me. You know what's interesting? It's like you just look at the videos and you compare it to the Summer of Peace in 2020 and to see really who the agitators were. And a lot of these women are taking to social media and they're telling you, they're angry. This is what they're doing. They're getting involved. So, you know, I think it's just a function of being online, but seeing who are the agitators in this video, it's kind of striking.
What did it? Why these women in this? In fact, there's one quote in here, I think. They seem to think they're shielded by being a woman, specifically a white woman, shields them from consequences. And they'll say themselves, I have privilege. And it's a kamikaze mission they're on here.
It is. I mean, look what privilege got.
Yeah.
Any good, you know. It's so misguided. Look, I think there's a sort of a grand scale manipulation going on. You know, politicians are egging this on. They're explicitly telling these people to get involved, you know, so, like, get your cameras out. Don't like sit on the side. You know, protest is nothing new in the Trump era, in either Trump era. You know, it used to be a spectator sport. Now these women have been convinced that they need to suit up and get in the game and take a few reps. But this is not a game at all. And they're, you know, they're sort of been manipulating on the mama bear. I think that instinct has been sort of, again, manipulated by these politicians. Like, get in there, like, do it. And it's not a game. And so I think a lot of these people are finding this out. And whether it's social media cred, whether it's social cred, you know, you look at Minnesota, Minneapolis, it's so progressive. And, you know, this is what their neighbors are doing. This is like a neighborhood activity. And then there's also this idea of like the dark woke, where progressives, once Trump was elected a second time, they realized that they needed to amp up their methods. And so that's another phenomenon that has captured this segment.
I think you're right. And you're right. I think it was 1,300 people in Brooklyn turned out for this one training. My God. And they actually, I don't know if you observed the training. I've seen some of these over the years. They're pitiful. You're not going to do that. You're a woman. It's 120 pounds, even 150. And you got two guys there that are 50 pounds more. And you're just going to, they're talking about these are micro intifada, de-arresting yourself. You're going to say, I'm going to de-arrest myself from these ICE agents.
I know. But they, in their mind, believe that this is like a righteous, not only a righteous thing to do, you know, they're not protecting. They don't realize this is like routine arrest for ICE. Like, because of the hyperbolic language, it's the Gestapo, it's Hitler, it's Nazism. So like, there's this fantasy that they're fascist fighters when really they're like suburban angry moms.
And what
do they have any business obstructing law enforcement?
Any sense, you kind of talked about politicians egging it on, et cetera. What is the anger at? Is it just Trump? You really can encapsulate to the boredom type of thing here. I'm sure that's part of it. But what's the anger?
Yeah, well, I think it's at Trump. I think that, you know, the TDS thing is real. I think that they really genuinely believe that they are protecting families. You know, like this family, they're from Guatemala, but they belong, they're just the same as me. This family from Somalia or wherever. I mean, it goes across the whole spectrum, as we've seen, you know, what the amount of countries from people that citizens of other countries Biden let in. But they genuinely believe that they're being like mama bears, and they don't see sitting, like, they feel like they're intervening on behalf of families. Whereas, like, they don't realize that a lot of these people that are being arrested are child molesters, are violent criminals, you know? So if they actually understood who ICE was targeting, I think they should be pretty embarrassed by it. You're fighting to keep this child molester in the country.
Yeah, you would think. You also make mention of what we've been making mention of. It used to be called a bystander, maybe a bystander filming, but now the term legal observer sounds like somebody gave you special equipment, gave you a badge. It's like your deputy dog deputizing yourself to be a legal observer.
Yeah, yeah. Again, what are these terms?
Yeah.
They're like this nouveau protest class, you know, like it's made up. It's all made up. They like it's obstruction. Like most of the stuff, if you're getting involved, it's obstruction. And I think they're being told that, hey, this is you're doing a civic duty here. And they're being misled and they just don't belong there. And that's the problem. You see what happens in, you know, the red states that are allowing cooperation. None of this. So, you know, but you know, one of the women in Charlotte, which was a great video of the training there, had said, you know, told an outlet that this was the first time she came out. So for something like this, you know, so I believe it's also inspiring these sort of newbies who maybe, you know, maybe they were like annoyed, but like it's getting a whole new class off of the couch. So it's really just multiplying in numbers, a lot of these women.
While you're here, Kirsten, it's obligatory. I mean, under the FCC, I have to ask you this. Anybody I get on from New York, how's it going with Mondani at this point? My way that I got into talk radio many years ago, former teacher, so I'm used nationally in education parenting issues. And I think what he's going to be doing to the schools in the name of equity and gifted and talent and all that, we're going to see the liberal angst with this guy.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. It's early days. He's such a showman. You know, he's out at every single photo op. He's doing tons of stuff. He's all around. But the people that he's appointing, you know, the Sia Weavers, you know, as far as education, I do think that it's again, it's going to go back to that, like that bad word of equity that's going to become, you know, anti-liberal, illiberal, very, very quickly. So it's early days, crossing my fingers, but I'm not hopeful.
Kirsten, when does your column appear, or is it, you know, you're doing so much, and this is a really big column, the number of printed pages here. I mean, how often do we see you in the Post? When do we see you?
Usually like 3 days a week. It doesn't matter the day. Like it just, it sort of runs the gamut. But yeah, usually 2 to 3 days a week.
What are you working on now? What do you have upcoming?
Oh gosh, I don't know. It's top secret. Not really sure.
Okay.
So there's a few things with Mondani, but we'll, that are in the pipeline with the appointment of judges.
But I would tell you, this is just, really, just the insights here are really encapsulating something that is going to result in tragedy. And it did. And everybody, I don't know anybody that, you know, says they're celebrating, they're happy in any way, shape or form with good.
No.
But to say she was just in the neighborhood after dropping your kid off is just not true. We have the footage. We know they were playing this game of chicken. It's reckless and bad stuff's going to happen.
Dom, really quickly, there's a part of the video where somebody screams after she shot, "Why did you have real bullets?" And if that's the case, it just really shows how little fundamental understanding of what they have, of what they're doing.
Yeah, very much so. Where do we find you on Twitter, Kirsten?
Kier Flem, so KIRFLEM.
Well, thank you very much. I'll have my eye out. When's the next, you don't know when the next column drops, huh?
Probably tomorrow night.
Okay. All right. Kenry, mark that down.
Thanks
if it's midnight, I want you to pull that and get it over to me quickly. Kirsten, thank you so much. Really, really enjoyed this. It's great work. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Dom. Have a great one.
Thank you very much. All right. Put that to the top of the list, Henry. That's good stuff. Soccer moms are this kamikaze Karens. You know, and I think about that. There's a story about in the Delco Times today about Habertown again, Haverford, Habertown Township and all that. I'll give you some of that. Our buddy Guy Shiraki's on to something else about public schools using taxpayer money to bribe parents to come back to public schools. I mean, you can't just write this stuff. I'll give you that coming up. Here's how you get in, though. Hit us with something that you think is perfection. Don't touch it. That's what it means. Just it's there. You don't have to change it. Don't be fooling around with it. We're not going to like that. Remember Action News, I think, changed their theme song one time. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, talk about perfect.
That's it. They're marching on it.
Talk about perfect.
Yeah,
that
when you have
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Well, some would say Budweiser was, if not perfect, pretty okay. The number one selling beer in America. And then we know what happened. Not so much.
Well, they have the perfect horse, the Clydesdales.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you put that woman in charge of the Louvre, and you know what she's doing. And I'm going to pronounce
swear.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not going to pronounce it Wilkes-Barre, as we were told. Henry, your pronunciation was?
Wilkes-Barre. And someone called in earlier and told Kirk that I had the right pronunciation.
And Linda was wrong.
And Linda was wrong.
I think she is wrong. All right. Doc Herpay from the Legal Foundation on that. Because that's where Guy Shiraki's got another really good insight about bribing people. You think the media might want to pick up on some of this stuff? Bribing people to go back to public schools. That's what we're facing here in Pennsylvania. All righty, it's 855 839 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.